Michael, a 2-2 draw at home. It's nearly as good as a one, given the way the game went.
Aye, still feels like nearly a loss in there. I know it's a good feeling scoring in the last minute and stuff. They grab a point, but these are the games we felt like you need to be winning. I know it's early days and stuff like that, but after last week and after getting back into the game early in the second half, you know, we really felt like we could have went on and won it, and we just gave away a sloppy enough goal again and made it hard for ourselves. But we know it's going to take time for us to gel together and stuff, but we showed good character again, and we didn't lose a game. We came out with a point.
That very statement coming out unbeaten after two games is it's the kind of thing you might look back on at the end of the year and think games like that are hugely important.
Exactly, that's the way you look at it now, and we know that a lot of new players and stuff, it will take time for us to play the way we want to play and stuff, but as long as everyone's showing that character and the hard work and the digging in, which we showed last week, we showed near the end of last season, like that's a massive thing that we have, and the performances will come, but as I said, look, it's great to get the point.
Coming to Brandyville is always a big deal for other teams, and all the signings that have been made in the spotlight on the Macleans this year.
Yeah.
But I mean, Dundalk coming up from the First Division, they really put themselves about tonight.
No, they did, and I knew they were going to. They have some quality players there, and they've signed well. You know, players with experience in the league and stuff. They obviously, Danny Mullins from our team as well last year. We know Danny's very good. He's a handful up there, and we knew it was going to be a tough game, but I don't know, we just made it a bit hard for ourselves. We didn't start well, and we sort of let them get into the game, same as last week, and that's something we really need to change. We need to come out of the blocks, and we need to be on top of teams from the get-go.
You're halfway through a money run of four games at home, so Bows next week, you know, always a big match against them.
Aye, massive match, and I think it might be different to the last two games. I think Bows will come up here and it might be a bit more open. They might, you know, come up here and try to win, sort of thing, and like the last two games, you know, it's tough trying to break teams down when they're sitting off, and so we know it's going to be a tough game, but we'll be working all week on how we can get the 3 points.